How do I know how to start to divide up my application? How do I know what should be a an individual microservice?
Yeah, so my best understanding from having actually talked to some teams that have had a lot of real success with this is focus on the business. So instead of approaching it from, hey, I'm using this technology here and this technology, instead say, hey, we're the billing team. We know everything about billing. We're the mapping team. For instance, I worked on site with the team. This was pre-COVID days, but I worked with this team for a week, and they were consultants to.
We have like, BC and AD. We
I
need like
know.
PC now for like
Yeah,
pre-COVID.
exactly. So I worked on site with this team, and I watched how they worked, and it was fascinating. They were a consultant team that built support stuff for cellular phone provider. So, I have a phone from this provider, and it was cool seeing how they worked and cranked out a ton of stuff and like worldwide impact, working with suppliers in other countries and all this stuff on small little teams, and these relatively junior people, some people that were just fresh out of college, were having an impact on this, and it was amazing to see. But the way they broke it down was they had, hey, we're the billing team. We're the mapping team. We're the devices team, and that sort of thing. And then they stitch things together at that level. And then, then there's also the front end team, right? But the front end team is really just aggregating from these other services. So that is a great way to do it. There's also, Sean mentioned in the thing, there is a eShop on containers reference application. So there are some reference apps that will show, here's how we recommend doing things. Here's how we have seen teams have success. And there's some common patterns. And so you can definitely look at, some patterns. I'm going to have a logging service, or I'm going to have, like different, like an event hub or different sorts of things, right? So this is an example of an application. This is a store, but then they've got things broken down into, like this is the architecture they use, right? So they have an order microservice, a catalog microservice, identity, shopping basket. So those are the sorts of kind of things you can do on this website. Everything's pub sub integrated using Event Bus. And then you've got your front ends are also kind of micro things. You've got your web front end, you've got your mobile front end, et cetera. And then also you need to think about your support things. So then you have these back end like dashboards and logging, and different like webhooks and stuff. So those are kinds of conceptually how you can start breaking things apart.
Okay, so
Yeah.
you mentioned so I want to kind of break this down a little bit. So you've got the identity microservice, so that would be somebody logging on the catalog microservice. So this is displaying out all the information, ordering. Then obviously that's where we're going to be making money. And I also notice that you have a basket microservice as well. That's broken out, which I think is kind of interesting because, like, logically, I would think, oh, ordering and my basket would probably go together. But I guess this kind of goes to show that, you can even start to break those things apart as well.
Yeah, and it's true. The line blurs and how your order process for your business might be different. But in this case, I've got a basket microservice, and I could think of, say a company at a huge scale, you may have tons of people that are adding, removing things from their basket and may never place an order, or they may go through a bunch of churn on that before they actually go through the order process. And the order process also has to do things like, say, is this a customer? And, like has more in-depth integration with the identity. And then also, if my basket loses something, that's a bummer. But it's not a financial impact. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not a huge, whereas placing an order, if I lose an order, that's actually like people are financially liable and that kind of stuff. Also, with the order, you may have things like a financial, like actual transaction, credit card process, that sort of stuff. So in this case, you'll see there's different different database backends. We've got SQL Server database as a relational data store for ordering. And then our basket microservice is just Redis. It's a Redis cache. And that's more lightweight and fast. And it's like, Redis is not, you know, like if you're going to pick the most consistent database in the world, Redis is not going to be it. But it's okay. And then, you know, or it's been judged to be okay for this case.
Right. You know, I can absolutely see that. And, you know, obviously, you know, chances are if somebody's going to put an item into their cart, they're much more likely to buy it right then and there rather than coming back to it 5 days later. And that if for whatever reason something did go wrong, we did wind up losing somebody's cart from 5 days ago, that's not necessarily the end of the world. If we lose somebody's order from 5 days ago, that's a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.